All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the show. My next guest is from Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. She is a creative life coach. Please welcome Pamela Thompson to the show. Hi, Pamela.
Hello, Robert. Great to be here.
It's great to have you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
All right, it's what I like to hear. Pamela, if you could, just start out by telling us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I support and mentor heart-centered leaders and change makers to embrace change and co-create projects, programs, and organizations that make a positive difference in the world. And I do this through experiential workshops, coaching, and facilitated visioning and strategic planning processes. And I say I, but in this iteration of my business, it's really we, because I'm going to have I'll have a team of folks around me to support me doing this work.
Got you. Okay, so what are the most common reasons people come to you for help?
The most common reasons people come to me is they want to create an organization or a project that makes a difference, and they want my skills in design and facilitation. Robert, I've had the opportunity to basically live and work on 5 continents, and I've done a lot of work in international health and development. And in managing big projects, they've involved working with different levels of government, from the local to the regional to the national level, and helping them create their own vision of where they want, say, a 5-year donor-funded project to go, and, you know, what are the challenges and what they need in terms of capacity to move forward. So I've done that internationally, and I also really love working with local not-for-profits or people who really want to make a change locally as well. The other reason people would come to me is because an organization is going through a change process, new leadership, a change in direction. I've developed a 5-step art of change framework, and it's fun because it's based on the metaphor that life is a dance, because a lot of people fear change, so it's to change the mindset about change and make it more fun, if you can believe that. And also, based on the belief that embracing change is a creative process that opens us up to new possibilities. So what I do is through either workshops with teams, I also do keynotes or, you know, speaking on this. I prefer to do experiential stuff because that's where I feel there's an opportunity for more transformation. And when I do workshops, say, with teams and organizations, it's helpful for each of the team members to understand how they respond to change and why. And then I take them through a process that helps each of them identify where they are on their transition journey, and in an organization as well, where they are on that journey, which includes letting go of old ideas, processes, things that aren't working anymore, envisioning a new way of working. It could be from competition to collaboration, to then moving towards that vision and having concrete action plans, so where the rubber basically hits the road so they can move forward. And they're very clear about what that looks like.
Pamela, tell me a bit about your background. Why do you do this?
Whoa, why do I do this? I should say at this point, Robert, this is a new iteration of Doug Business. I've had 2 consulting companies since the early 90s and launched a coaching business in 2009. It's all about working with folks. I really want to make a positive difference in the world. That sounds corny, but from about age 4, I knew that I was curious about different people and cultures, so I've been able to work around the world. And now I'm kind of coming back and saying, okay, I don't want to necessarily play so big, and I want to have more balance in my life. I almost burned out in late 2012. I took some time off, and during that time, I wrote a book called Learning to Dance with Life, A Guide for High-Achieving Women, that made #1 on Amazon when I launched. So part of that process was learning myself how to be successful in business and also be more grounded and learning how to stay healthy happy and mindful, if you will. And so in that book, I help high-achieving women do this, and I had group coaching programs, I did a bunch of keynotes, and then more recently, I really focused a little over a year ago on this whole thing, Embrace the Art of Change, and was focusing on business and professional women. And then about within the last month or so, I realized that that's only part of the equation. You can give people a lot of skills, but if you don't change the organization they work in, if they, you know, it's all about working 70 hours a week and they care about their family and they don't have any time to spend with them, well, really, it's not too useful. So now I'm looking at how do you change organizations? How do you support leaders to create balanced and mindful, healthy organizations? Okay. So that's kind of where I am now. I've done a lot of stuff. Started off as a nurse, really a thread of care, looking at, you know, working with the folks, health promotion consultant, bureaucrat, university professor, project manager, life and business coach, professional facilitator, author, blogger. I do a lot of stuff. I get bored, I guess, quickly.
So where do you see yourself in the future? What are some of the goals now moving forward?
What are some of the goals moving forward? I'm really in a creative space right now. I took some time off over the summer and just to sort of let things percolate and just enjoy time with family and friends and in nature. And right now I'm really looking forward on, like, I'm basically integrating elements of my consulting with my coaching business. I'm thinking of perhaps starting a mastermind with a group of heart-centered leaders and change makers. And I'm really open to people connecting with me who would like support to co-creating projects, programs, or initiatives, or new organizations, because I've put a lot of thought into and worked with a lot of organizations over the years, and I know what collaboration looks like and how to do it, and I believe that's the way to move forward.
Okay. All right. So what is the best way for people to contact you, Pamela, if they want more info?
Okay. They can contact me through email at pam@creativeliving.com, just like it sounds. They can connect with me through my website at pamela-thompson.com and go to the connect button. And LinkedIn, they can message me, and I'm the last part of my LinkedIn profile is all lowercase change-coach-facilitator.
Okay. All right. Very good. Pamela, thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate your time. Well done.
Thanks very much, Robert. I appreciate the opportunity. Appreciated the opportunity to be on your show.
All right, you have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
This is the Professionals Roundtable. We'll be back after this.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed, could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.